The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA, Vargas Falcher with Gian Clark, coming Luke Claskill and Shocknana with me, Tom Comack, as usual with you on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And we've got a bumper programme lined up for you tonight, very busy indeed. On tonight's programme, we have new Donegal football under-21 manager, under-20 manager Gary McDade, Donegal's newest all-star footballers, Moville sisters Niamh and Ciara Hegarty. And we're also joined later on by Doreena Friel, the chairperson of the newly crowned Ulster champions, Niamh Colum-Kill. Of course, Niamh Colum-Kill defeated Bellin and Leck from Fermanagh in last Saturday night's Ulster final in Celtic Park to become the first ever Donegal Ulster Junior Championship winning side. So we'll be talking to Doreena in a moment or two, because they're heading to Edinburgh for a quarter final in a couple of weeks' time. But it's with our newly named All-Star footballers we join tonight. We're joined tonight, I'm delighted to say, I'm joined by Niamh and Ciara Hegarty. Good night, girls.
Hi Tom, how are you?
Hi Tom.
Yeah, and first of all, I suppose, Niamh, how are you? How does it feel to be an All-Star at long last?
I feel delighted, to be honest. Can't believe it. It was a great night and solid, kind of getting over the shock now.
Yeah. Named at centre-half back centre-half forward on Saturday night. That banquet was in the City West, was it?
Yeah, in the City West. Yeah, it was, yep.
Yeah. How did it feel when your name was called out? Of course, your sister Ciara had been called out before you.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I could hardly hear my name being called out, the noise that was made. And it was a very good feeling, though. Really shocked.
Yeah, and of course, you as a centre-half forward, you fought off some stiff competition as well, I think.
Yeah, I did. All positions had very hard competition, especially there in the full forward line. Jeremy Vaughan were up against three player of the year, so it was...
Yeah, and of course there was a big Donegal contingent up, was there?
There was, and they made plenty of noise, so they did.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, did you think when Ciara's name was called out that maybe your chance was gone?
No, I didn't really think, to be honest. I was just delighted that she won it, so I was delighted someone won.
Yeah. And Ciara, I know you were in Dublin tonight. We're talking to Niamh from home in Moville. I suppose what was it like for you, because you were the first out?
Just kind of same as me, really, just a big shock. I think you could see that even from our whole family's reaction whenever my name did get called out. It was just a big roar. It took me about 10 minutes to get up to the stage with everyone hugging me, and you know, even the other girls and the team, and it was just, yeah, it was shocking, but a great feeling.
Yeah, because you had very stiff competition. You had Niamh Collins of Dublin, of course, the All-Ireland champions, and Sharon Courtney from Monaghan.
Yeah, no, two great players. And I think, as we came in imitating what Niamh's saying, and the position you're going for in that team, you're going to come up against tough competition. So to come out on the right side of that is just, it's just great. Lovely.
Yeah, and of course, Donegal too. You know, out of 15 isn't bad, considering what the Dubs are the All Ireland champions. And Mayo, of course, with Cora Staunton again getting her 11th award.
Yeah, no, there's actually a great spread this year. It was great to see there was actually quite a lot of first time All Stars, which is, you know, it's really nice to see that spread too. And I'm sure everyone's just delighted.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, history makers as well, in a sense that. Well, we've had only one All-Star, Lady All-Star up to now. That was Yvonne McMonigal in 2010, wasn't it, after winning the Intermediate. But sisters, not that often sisters named in the same year. I think the Courtney sisters from Monaghan were the last.
Yeah, I suppose what was better than me getting it was my sister getting it as well. It was just lovely. Yeah, it was a great feeling. I think just our family are thrilled with it, and we are too. So it's a great, lovely feeling.
And have you been home since? You probably haven't, have you?
No, I haven't. I'm there now on Friday, so I'm going to try and get out of work as early as I can and make a bit of that anyway. So that should be a good night.
And tell me, Niamh, back to you, what has it been like for you since you got home, and have been people congratulating you? I'm sure they have.
Yeah, they have. I just actually want to say thank you for everyone that has sent congratulation messages all the clubs in Donegal, especially the amount of messages I got has been unreal.
Yeah, and of course you'll be the stars, the bells of the ball on Friday night at the dinner dance as well.
Oh, very well. I should be a good night. But we've training the next day, so probably not able to celebrate too much.
Yeah, well, that's training with the county, of course. Donegal, new manager now, Maxi Curran back, and Damien Devaney along with him.
Yeah, exciting year ahead. Kind of really looking forward to it. Looking forward to see what they can bring, and like, I think we'll go real far this year. Well, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, and I suppose that the reality is like it is a standing of where Donegal football is at the moment. Or an indication of the standing where Donegal football is at the moment. You are the reigning Ulster champions. Yourself, Ciara and Niamh, you both got All-Stars and we had, what, five in all, was it nominated? Or six? Five, six?
Five,
six.
Yeah. And the other three were very unfortunate not to get it.
Yeah. Karen Guthrie, Geraldine McLaughlin and Yvonne McMonigal.
Yeah, like, I'd say they were probably our three best players all year. But just to say, the competition is just really high.
Yeah,
that's true. It's kind of just the luck of the draw, I think, once you are nominated nearly. As Niamh said, I'd agree as well. They were three of our top players this year. It's just really hard contention for spots.
Yeah. And you're back training for next year already?
Saturday's first day back. So league starts in January, so we have to get back at it.
Brilliant. Okay, look at Ciara and Niamh. Thank you for joining us and the heartiest of congratulations once again. And let me add, fully deserved.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Anyway, that's Ciara and Niamh Hegarty from Moville, Donegal's Chewis All-Star footballers, of course, named in the All-Star Team of the Year. Ladies All-Star Team of the Year at that special All-Star Awards night in the City West Hotel on Saturday night. So our congratulations to them, and of course Geraldine McLaughlin, Yvonne McMonigal and Karen Guthrie were also nominated, just didn't make it, but certainly made the 45 that was nominated. So just an indication of the standing of Donegal ladies football. Thought that we gave the Glesh and Clark and Luke Claskill and a shock to the show with me, Tom Cormack. And, well, it's good news stories all around. Coming up shortly, we'll hear from newly appointed Donegal under 20 manager. That's the football under 20 manager, Gary McDade. We'll be talking to Gary about his hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. But first of all, it's congratulations to our next guest as well, to Darina Friel, chairperson of Niamh Colum Kill. The new the Ulster Junior Champions. Congratulations, Darina. That's a nice ring to it.
Oh, you said it, Tom. A very nice ring. And as we said at the weekend, history in the making, the first ever Donegal club to win the title.
What has it been like since?
Oh, put it this way, it's been a buzzing 4 days, so it has, and it's going to continue for another number of weeks, so it is, everyone's just on a high. There's the smiles on everybody's faces between the players, the community. It's just phenomenal to see.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose it was a slow and burning season, but really have played your best football once you got into the championship mode.
Oh, you said it, in fairness. Now, I know for Ryan, his goal was to get promoted in the league, and when it didn't just materialise for us, he said straight away the turn was, right, we'll give the championship a major rattle, and I think we've proven we've given it more than a major rattle. We've fairly knocked it out of the ballpark now, so we have.
And obviously enjoying Ulster, and have enjoyed Ulster, and now we're Ulster champions.
That's it, exactly. You know, it's been a phenomenal journey for us, and that, as we alluded to over the last couple of games, and that, you know, we had the sad passing of our club president and co-founder, James Dowds. But, you know, thank goodness he was there to see us win the junior championship. And this is a continuation of the journey for him in his honour. And the boys have certainly brought it home for him. So it is, so much so that we actually, when we left Celtic Park on Saturday night, four of the players stopped outside James's house to go in and see his wife, Rose, and show her the cup, because that's what it means to us, and that's what James meant to the club. That even though he wasn't there in body, he certainly was there in the spirit.
Mm. And I suppose the celebrations have been cut short, have you, because you're out on Sunday week, you're heading for Edinburgh.
We are. We're heading across the water to Edinburgh. We have our next game against the team from Edinburgh, Matt, on Saturday the 9th at 1:30 throw-in. So I was talking to one of the reporters from the Inish Time, Marianne, and she said, you have a bit of a headache. But I said, it's a bit of a headache, all right, because we have to try and get a lot of funding gathered to get us across the water and that. But it's a nice headache to have.
Yeah, well, I suppose after two home games in Celtic Park, you can't complain.
No, this is it. We certainly won't. Look, at the end of the day, did I ever think in my lifetime that I'd be hearing that Niamh Cullum Kaylor going across the water and you'd be shouting for us in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
So it's just a big drive on now to get funding in to help support the team.
And tell me, Dunedin Connolly's is the opposition. Tell me, will you get support from Croke Park?
We will. We were informed there at the beginning of the week that we will get funding from Croke Park, but unfortunately the funding will not come to us until after the event, because it's such a quick turnaround, which is unfortunate, because look, we are a junior club, and for Croke Park to think that we have kind of 15,000 sitting in a bank account if we can afford to just go willy-nilly across the water is a bit ludicrous. We're told there's a grant there. I can't understand why the money can't be transferred straight into the account to help with the financial burden and that. Not that it really, it is a burden, but it's a nice burden to have for the boys to be able to take them across the water. But in fairness, we had a committee meeting with a lot of club members there last night, and we have a lot of funding going on at the minute. This Saturday night, they're actually going to run a takeaway night down at the clubhouse, and Mr. and Mrs. coinciding with it. So if anyone has nothing better to do and they'd like not to have to do their cooking, they're more than welcome to join us in our own clubhouse at 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
And sorry, what's that again?
It's called a Take Me Out.
You
take a table and you just go up to the local takeaways, the likes of Okra's there, and we have Matt's Takeaway. So we have, and the Chinese in Newton there, that's you won't have to do the cooking. You just put in the order. Everyone throws you a tenner towards the food, and we'll have a good night's bit of crack. We have a Mr. and Mrs. competition going on. So we could have a few divorces in the club before the night's out if a husband or a wife doesn't agree with what the partner has to say in the questions. But sure, it'll be a good night's crack.
Yeah. Have you any other fundraiser? Because I know it's very short notice, very quick.
Very, very short notice, but in fairness too, we have Lagan Harps up beside us there in Manor. I kindly rang us the other night to say they're going to do a come dine with me up in Damien McFadden's pub. And
God, you're fond of your food out in that neck of the woods.
I'm telling you, people have been so generous in coming forward. We have a GoFundMe page up on the Facebook page, and the amount of donations that are coming in from everybody, every walk of life, has been just phenomenal. People really have been so generous in helping us out with us going forward, and we have two of the club members came up with their concept of doing up a calendar and that. So we'll have that now, hopefully coming off the print tomorrow, to go around selling and that, you know.
Yeah. And just somebody who wants to donate on the GoFundMe on Facebook, how do they go about it?
It's just up on if they go to the Niamh Cullum Kaylor Facebook page, they'll see a link there for it, and just click on the link. And it'll say donate, and you just put in whatever amount you want to donate.
Brilliant. And all amounts greatly appreciated.
Oh, very much greatly appreciated. That if anyone wants to go look under any bed mattress and find a few bob they'd like to send to Niamh Cullum Kaylor for, as I put it, our historical journey to the All-Ireland title.
Yeah. And of course, you've been unlucky, I suppose, and got the short straw in the sense that you have a quarter-final. You could have easily missed out, but you have to play a quarter-final. Is it too early to start to dream and think about All-Ireland's Croke Park?
Well, as Ryan, our manager, says, we take one game at a time. But as I say, I don't do negative. I only do the positive.
Brilliant. So the best of luck. And I know that we'll be talking to Ryan and Willie and some of the boys before the final. But just to remind us of those fundraisers again.
Yes, we have this Saturday night. We have a takeaway down in our own local clubhouse, and we're running in conjunction with our Mr. and Mrs. We have our GoFundMe page, which is on our Facebook page, and we have a calendar that will be going out around the community in the next couple of weeks, and probably get them in the local shops. And in fairness to Lag and Harps, are running Come Down With Me for us up in Manor on the Saturday night as well. So anything that anyone wants to do for us, we are more than grateful for all the help and the support that people are doing and have done for us.
So a football fever in Newton and the surrounding areas for a few more weeks anyway.
Definitely.
Darina, thanks a million for joining us. That's Darina Friel, chairperson of the newly crowned Ulster Junior Champions, Niamh Colum Kill, the Donegal Junior Champions, first ever Donegal winners of the Ulster Junior Championship. But delighted to see, you know, I'm joined on the line by new Donegal under 20 manager Gary McDade. Gary, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Tom.
And obviously it's a job you wanted, and it's now one you're looking forward to.
Yeah, listen, my name was in the hat for the senior job earlier in the year, and I just didn't feel the time was right for me now, right now. And I just thought long and hard about it, and I thought the under 20 thing suited me better, because at the time, as we mentioned, can we run over the summer, and with me being a teacher, it made a lot of sense that I'd have that extra free time to really put in and give it everything. But I suppose, first and foremost, it's an honour, Tom, to be selected as the first ever under 20 manager in the county for myself, yeah, and for my family and for my club, like, and for the college as well, like, you know, which is a huge football tradition up there. So very much want to thank the selection committee and the county board and the clubs for ratifying myself and Eamon McGee and Francis Freeland on Monday night at the county board meeting. I mean, it's a huge vote of confidence when you get that from the people of Donegal, that they give you that, and it's very, very encouraging for ourselves, and we're very humbled and dignified by it. And we'll make sure now that because of that confidence that the public have installed in, that we'll put a team out that the people of Donegal will be proud of and want to be associated with down the line. And that's very much central to us as a management team, Tom.
As you said, you're the first Donegal under 20 manager. Of course, Donegal, the under 20 is a new competition that replaces the under 21, and it's going to be changed. It's going to be played at a slightly different time of the year as well, isn't it?
That's right. They're talking at the minute, Tom. It's going to be the 26th of May. It's looking like that we're going to play Cavan in a preliminary round. It follows the same draw as the senior draw, but not necessarily on the same day. So the seniors are out in the middle of May, and they're going to Congress in Croke Park. So they are Ulster Council in February, and they're looking to bring it for the date, the 26th of May. Originally, it's penciled in for the first weekend in June, but they just feel it's a bit tight. So hopefully we'll get that go-ahead from Congress in February. So we'll not really know the definite date until that there. But listen, after that, Tom, it's straight championship, and it's straight knockout. There's no back door, and it's real cutthroat, you know what I mean, right from the start. And listen, that's something we as a management team all thrive in. That's sort of white heat of the battle, and we all love the attention to detail that this level of football it requires, and it's going to be a challenge that we all can't wait to get stuck under right now.
And when do you get in, when do you get up and running, or have you got up and running? Or I know you've been out and about looking at players all summer, indeed, and especially the recent under 21 championships.
Yeah, we've had a good look now around. So there's not many games we missed between us all now. There's a lot of games on at the one time, which split ourselves up around the county and go and watch them. And listen, we'll still be looking for the clubs to send players in as well. And we'll run a trial system as well. But also now we have to sit down now in the next few days with the county board to draw up a schedule going forward. And after that, Tom, hopefully we'll get the ball rolling, because we're playing catch-up already, because Cavan, our opponents, have the management team in place now for the last number of weeks and already are together. So, and I've seen they even added the likes of Marty Clark recently within the last couple of weeks, the former Down player and retired Cozzell there, and the former Aussie Rules player. So having someone like that, it just shows you the opposition that we're up. So we very much need to get our own wheels in motion as well.
And you mentioned Eamon McGee and Francie Friel. They're part of your management team. Have you got anybody else?
No, well, I have to sit down with the county board now at the minute and tie up everything else. So I have, and we'll put together a team with them there to get ratified. So we have in the next few days.
And when do you hope to get down to business in terms of bringing players together or bringing a squad together?
Well, that's something very much that we have an idea in our own head, and that's something that we'll be looking to talk to the county board with and see what their idea is as well. Listen, Tom, as I said to you, the sooner the better, because Cavan are already up and running. We want to create a culture of high performance in our group, so it's a seamless transition for them to move into senior. Like, at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we get as many players for Donegal through the under-20 system to play senior football, and we want to provide attention to detail in our setup and in our squad to make sure that transition for them is seamless as possible. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And obviously a relationship between yourself and Gary Duffy with under-17s and Declan Bonner with the seniors is important.
Yeah, it is. And myself and Declan would have spoken a lot recently over the last couple of months and over the last number of weeks, even more so, I suppose, about, you know, there'll be players crossing over and that, because anyone, Tom, that makes Declan's match day squad of 26 against Cavan is ineligible to play in the under-20 championship. So there's a few boys up in that senior squad already, but we'll just have to sit down and thrash that out with Declan as well. You know, the two of us have Donegal's best interests at heart, but probably more importantly at the minute, it's that group of players that are involved, both squads. They have to be looked after, and they'll be central to the whole thing, and we'll have to make the decision that's right for them at the end of the day, because the players are very much central to this year.
In terms of what is the potential, what's the talent out there? Like, you know, we've had reasonably good minor teams, minor champions 2 years ago.
Yeah, people have been asking me that, what kind of squad do we have? Like, but if you remember from minors to under-21s, Tom, it didn't necessarily always mean the same thing. There was always a lot of different champions between minors and under-21s. It wasn't necessarily the same team that followed through. And I suppose if you look at the minor team for the last 2 years, we could beat Beantrim in the first round last year in the quarter-final. And the year before that, we won the Ulster final against Derry. And now with players also that may be under-20 but may be ineligible to play if they're part of the senior setup, you just don't really know where we're at. We're probably somewhere, Tom, in between where we were from those last two minor teams. But say, you know, you could be worse off or better off depending then come May, depending what players would be playing in the senior championship as well. But you know what I mean? But myself and Declan would have a very good working relationship in the past, and we get on well with some of our thoughts in football, so I can't see too many issues there, because everything's always very positive between us, and that's the way I'm sure it'll be going forward as well.
And is Gary McDaid, obviously we know you've had the great success you've had with Len Swilly down the years, and much of the success I know is attributed to you and your tactical brain has been great. Obviously, a big influence in Glen Swilly. Are you a man that has different styles of football in your mind, or is it that determined by the talent available to you?
Well, Tom, it's a bit of both. You know what I mean? Like, we definitely want to bring an offensive game plan to our setup, and we would like to go as much in an attacking game plan as we can, and bring back that culture of more of a man to man defending. You know, because I think maybe at the minute the players are not coming from that culture. They're coming maybe from being over-reliant on a blanket defence. So they are listening to something very much that's in our head right now that we want to bring to our setup. And obviously then we'll know after a number of sessions and weeks and as time goes on what style we can afford to play with the group of players that we have. Because I suppose, and as all as a management team, as the three of us, we're all a bit of perfectionists and the whole lot of us. And we're going to chase that idea of perfection hard, but listen, that's near next impossible, but hopefully we'll catch excellence on the way and trying to do everything that we do and bringing that attention to detail. And I know, Tom, you talked about success here in the Glen in the past. Like, I was very lucky that I had an excellent backroom team of highly organised, efficient and passionate people, and that's the kind of people I'm looking to build around me now again, the people that are organised and efficient in their own jobs and their own ways of life, and most of all have a passion for football, but have a passion for football for Donegal, because that without those people you're not going to have to be able to create the, that thing of a high performance culture, and that's something that we want within our group, and we want our young fellas to be able to maximise their whole potential and not to sell themselves short when they're pulling on that Donegal jersey.
And Cavan is your opponent's date not ratified yet, but into May, early June.
Yeah, at the minute, the 26th of May, or else possibly the first weekend in June. And Cavan, Tom, last year in the minors, they had a fantastic run. They got to the last four, so they did. They were beaten by the great Kerry team in the All-Ireland semi-final, and Cavan actually ran Kerry closer than Derry got in the All-Ireland final, so that just shows you the task at hand that we're at right now.
Gary, look, thanks for joining us. The best of luck to you and your management team and to the team in general in 2018.
Come on, Tom, thanks very much.